Welcome to Hammerdown!
Dad!
The number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you.
Good day to you.
Good day to you.
Wisdom just hit a dinger. 2-1.
Waxy wisdom.
Come on, Reds. Hold the line.
Oh.
Hold it.
Updates.
Hold it.
Because those are my... Oh, I didn't realize both of my picks were going off before the show starts.
Here's an update. Tampa Bay Rays 14, New York Yankees 0.
Fucking Gerrit Cole. Figure it out.
I thought the Yanks minus 140 first five was probably my favorite pick of the day.
$300 million. You go have a surgery where... they inject sticky tack into your fingers, and when you touch your earlobe, it automatically comes out. So you quit ruining our bets.
Don't blame Gerrit Cole. You know who's at the head of this, Tony. There's only one man.
I can blame.
There's only one. No, no. There's one man to blame, and you know who he is.
I'll blame Gerrit Cole a little bit because guess what? There's some pitchers who are doing just fine.
He played within the rules all those years till somebody went and fucking changed it.
There's some players who are doing just fine.
Some players are not.
Some aren't. But if you're a man who makes $300 million, figure it out.
I mean, that's going to be a tough contract to swallow. Things going sideways. If I was the Yankees, I would ask for a little bit of compensation.
Gerrit Cole just got passed for Cy Young of American League. He has been the favorite for this entire season until just today.
Who's the favorite?
Lancey Lynn.
What happens if Scherzer gets traded to the American League?
By the way, lines are open. 1-833-462-2333. You see right at the bottom right there. Look. 1-833-462-2333. Thank you, Bruce. Don't know how that works.
Get me Scherzer to Boston.
See, because Scherzer...
now...
is not even close to the Cy Young for the NFL. NL, Jesus.
Hold the phone.
NFL's on the line. He is 10th in NL Cy Young.
10th?
Yeah.
Who's ahead of him?
DeGrom, Bueller, Corbin Burns, Gossman, Woodruff, Zach Wheeler, Freddy Peralta, Julio Urias, Trevor Rogers.
That's a travesty.
Him and Chuck Morton have the same odds, which is wild.
That is absurd.
Take him. Hey, you take him.
Oh,
you
like him. What,
you take him.
I don't know where he's going to be. If he stays in the National League.
Well, guess what? He's going to a fucking contender.
No shit, Tony. It's the trade deadline. It's not Mickey Mouse line.
What?
It's the trade deadline. It's not Mickey Mouse time.
I'm saying he's going to contender. He's not going to fall off as far as fucking recognition.
Just don't go to the Dodgers, please. Please, not the Dodgers. I'd like to see him on the Giants.
Giants don't hate. I'd rather see him on the pods.
I have a soft spot for the Giants. Most West Coast teams, I guess, except the Dodgers. I hate the Dodgers.
I've always had an issue with the Giants because a lot of people compare PNC to Pac Bell.
Both beautiful parks.
You know, they're always up there for a long time. They're up there for rankings for 1-2, and I just didn't like it. Totally bothered me.
Fair enough.
You know who else bothered
me? Protect your park.
You know who else bothered me about that team?
What?
Well, he's not on that team anymore. He decided to... he pitched great last night, and then he just couldn't hold it together against the Rangers.
Oh, Mad Bum?
Mad Bum fucked us.
He had it.
He had it.
He had it.
He had
and
it.
Then he didn't.
We're idiots for betting that series.
I don't think so. I mean, your under bet. Well, I will.
All right.
That bet will live on.
Your fucking Kikuchi bet's gonna live on.
You can hang that one in the lure, Tony. That was. I mean,
it's fine.
I crushed that. I cannot bet on the Mariners now. But you know what? I'll bet on them tomorrow again.
I had two baseball bets today. They were the Yankees. Later. And the Cincinnati Reds, who are up 2-1, bottom four. Don't have any others. Maybe we'll fucking try to hornswoggle some in here.
I got four for tonight.
Okay. 1-833.
Oh, the one actually starts in 10 minutes.
Call the money line, 1-833-462-2333. 1, 2, 3, 3, 3. Why would you change the camera when I was pointing at the goddamn money line, Mitt?
I don't know.
Betting advice. What's your betting advice today, Tony?
Hold on.
It's close.
He's like looking in the mirror.
Magic eraser.
Mitt. Thank you. Mitt.
I can't make it closer.
No, no, I know. Who put that on there?
I put that on there like at the beginning of the week.
You know what you should put
what's
on
your,
there?
What's
you
your should, what's your fucking betting advice for
Mitt? You should just put only make bets that you're comfortable with, just so everybody knows.
That is my betting
advice. It's happening again. It's happening again. Mitt, go to me. Call the money line. 1-833-462-2333.
All right. The one that starts in 9 minutes, Tony.
I'm out of breath, dude.
I'm going back to the well. Fucking Giants plus a half with Cueto. I'm a fucking sucker.
You are a fucking
sucker. I did it again. I bet the White Sox again today. They're getting smacked. I mean, Giants got to get Dodgers one time here. Cueto's been pitching well.
Tell you what, I'm not taking Cueto and I'm not taking Price because he's kind of been out of the bullpen this year until recent.
They pushed him last. He went five last time out.
I know. He's starting to.
Yep.
I'm going to see how it unfolds. I stayed away from that.
You go plus a half here.
That's starting in at 3:45.
8 minutes.
8 minutes. First pitch.
Come on.
Tampa and New York's going. Obviously, Tampa's blowing them out. KC, fucking the other Cy Young favorite. Kidding, it's not. But KC is putting it on Carlos Rodon.
Yeah. Rodon's looking like he might be fading. A lot of these pitchers are starting to fade. You look at...
boys need some days off.
Walker, who went for the Mets. His last two have been bad. Yeah. Jays actually got Brad Hand today. That was a good pickup for them. Their bullpen has been their... Achilles heel, if you would.
Other games tonight, Milwaukee at Pittsburgh, Freddie Peralta versus Chad Cole.
Yeah.
You're going to lay a half there?
Yeah, absolutely. 12 straight starts with three earned or less for Freddie.
I could have done that because when you go...
I mean, Chad's been good for the Pirates, so he's been decent lately.
So when you, but if you go look at his numbers, which I did earlier today, I mean, he's got a 4.38, 4.6 expected, but Freddie's the guy. Freddie's the guy. Where are they at?
Freddie only went four his last time out.
They're in Pittsburgh.
That's only my only concern here.
Maybe
it'll be fresh, though.
Brewers, actually not bad on the road. 24-17-7, first five.
Yeah, Yelich is out with COVID, though. I think that's why it's so low.
Pirates at home, 17-23-8. They are 5-5 in their last five. Brewers are 5-4-1. So,
yeah.
You like Peralta?
Yeah, I'll lay the half here, Tone.
I believe the White Sox were huge favorites today, and that's...
Yeah, I took a -170 when I woke up this morning. I got him at, but I think that rose. Kansas City's been playing decent ball quietly.
I know.
Yeah.
Alex Wells and Casey Mize are going for Baltimore and Detroit. You going Tigers here, I assume?
Yeah. The Miz? Come on.
I thought about it.
He hasn't been great of late.
I know. That's why I didn't pull the trigger.
But I'll take him.
But if you're going to look at going against the team in this game.
Yeah.
The Orioles are, 14-28-10 on the road.
Yeah.
As far as first five goes.
Absolutely.
Not great. Hey, that's not great.
Not great.
If we're being honest, not great. Hyunjin Ryu versus E-Rod. I looked to take an E-Rod here because I think I don't know if he's the better pitcher, but he has been the better pitcher.
Coming around.
Toronto, though, versus lefties. The last 7 days, they are number one.
Yep.
The last 2 weeks, they are number three. The last, let's do a month. Toronto is, they drop off a little bit. I don't know. I was worried about them hitting lefties hard the last couple weeks.
They can mash, my
friend. So I decided to stay away.
Yeah, I'm good on that one too, Tone.
E-Rod, though, would be, I think they'll Socks at home, I think, is the way that I would lean.
I was hoping the Sox were going to be getting plus a half, but wasn't happening.
Red Sox, actually, they have a better away. At home, 24, 22, and 6, first five. 22 and 17 away. And then, who were we talking about? The Blue Jays.
Yep.
They are better at home. Not as good. I'm just going to stay away from that one. Frankie Montas versus Dylan Bundy. The line was, I was looking to take Alex Cobb earlier. Thought he was going to be a starter. He's not.
Scratch.
Dylan Bundy's going. A's are minus 146.
Yeah. Took him at minus 140, Tony. Starlin Marte, probably his first start for the A's.
I love Starlin Marte.
Big boost to their lineup. I think they need a little bit of juice right now. They won yesterday. They smacked around the Padres. I like the Athletics here at minus 140.
Dylan Bundy has a 6.69 ERA. 4.8 expected, so not as bad as maybe his numbers may show. But his last few games, he's been coming out of the pen. He was so bad that he got sent to the pen.
Yeah.
Now he's starting again.
Montas is good.
Do I want to jump on this ship with you? Let me look at Frankie.
Got to have some juice tonight.
Let me look at... I'll have some juice. Don't you worry. I'll have some juice tonight. Frankie Montas, 4.3. It's not bad.
He wasn't great last time out.
He's given out three. He's given up 3-2-1-2 splits. He is pretty much the same home and away. I'm gonna stay away.
Fair play.
I'm gonna stay away.
Fair play.
I'm gonna stay away. Fair play.
Fair play.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Last game of the night. Kyle Freeland versus Joe Musgrove. Remember when Kyle Freeland was really good?
He has been good his last couple.
Are you taking the Rockies?
No, I am not.
Are the Rockies plus 2.5 first five?
I thought about taking plus 1.5 because Musgrove, fucking, I do not know what this guy is, man. He was hot out the gates, but he is, even if he has a good outing, he gives up a shitload of hits.
You know that I have the rule, can't take the Rockies on the road.
Yeah.
9-32-7 on the road.
That's probably an improvement too.
30-13-10 on at home. It's insane night and day. So
30-13-10?
Yeah. First five.
My lord.
So the Rockies are plus $1,800 if you're betting $100 a game at home. And they are minus $2,000 at home. Away.
Even Steven. It all evens out.
Maybe. Close.
Close.
So give your baseball picks for tonight.
Brewers, first five, minus a half. Tigers, first five, money line. Athletics, first five, money line. Tigers, first five, money line.
Jackson. Jackson's in South Carolina.
What's he doing there?
Jackson, what the hell are you doing in South Carolina?
I'm on vacation.
Are you with your family?
What part of South Carolina are you in?
Oh, we're in Charleston right now. Yeah, I'm with my family.
It's a beautiful city. So you guys flew all the way from Seattle to South Carolina?
No, we flew from Oregon.
I thought you were from Seattle, Jackson.
It's close.
No, I know.
I'm from Oregon.
Oh, that's on me.
How far was the flight, Jackson?
It was we had to go lay over in Denver. So it was like 6 hours total, I think.
Does your family know you call into the show?
Yeah.
They don't care?
Yeah, they're good.
Okay. Tell them thank you. Tell me that you add a lot of greatness to the show.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
What do you got today, bud?
Oh, I got the Rockies and Padres over. Okay. And then we're riding Freddy Peralta plus 1.5.
Let's go, Jackson.
Yeah, you get it. You got a bright future ahead of you.
Hey, enjoy your vacation, Jackson.
Enjoy your vacation.
Hey, thank you.
Make sure you wear suntan lotion, okay?
Yeah.
Don't get burnt.
Right. Wear sunglasses. Watch out for your retinas, dude.
Gamble responsibly.
All right.
Gamble responsibly. Thank you, Jackson.
Good kid. Damn good kid.
Before we move, great kid. Brown just had a great kid.
21st birthday. See you in Vegas, Jackson.
We'll be there.
8 years from now. Be 43 years old.
Some more baseball. Connor from Omaha.
Hey guys, Hammer Don.
Hammer Don.
Yeah, I actually had Royals plus 1.5. It's going right now. That's looking real freaking good right now.
It is.
But I'm taking Dodgers plus 1.5, first 5. I love that. David Price is about to have a total meltdown. I can just feel it.
Okay.
And let's go with the Orioles and Detroit Tigers. Nerfy is at plus money right now. No runs in the first inning. I think Mize is going to get it done, and I can't say that much for Wells, but I think he can get one inning for us.
Let's go, Nerfy. Thank
you, Connor.
Let's go, Nerfy.
Fucking, you've been hitting Nerfies, Leisure, recently?
I can't. They are not for me, Tone. I tell you.
Maybe since I didn't have any, maybe I should look at some Nerfies.
Let's hit the Nerfs.
All right. If Tony were to play some Nerfies tonight, where would they be?
Oh, tonight. I mentioned this on Pat's show. USA.
Oh, yeah.
The pride of fucking CONCACAF.
USA.
Need it. They're that line's moving. They were even money this morning. It's minus 110 now. So hop on while you can, my friends.
What are the how the Brewers been raking recently? You said fucking what's his name's at?
Yelich is out. Yeah. Canada Mexico plays at 10 tonight too. I'm interested to see if Canada can give Mexico.
What's the line situation on that one?
Mexico was minus 190 to win in 90, and I think Canada was plus 360. Hey, Thomas Peters, did he well in the golf, huh?
Oh, hey, shout out Tour Junkies, fucking Sepp Straka, leader after round one. He mentioned him on the show yesterday. I think you could have got him over 100-1 yesterday. So, shout out to the Junkies. Thank you.
Oh, no, Tony.
What happened?
The Steelers running backs.
Shut up. What?
Having a hard time holding on to the ball at practice.
That's all right. They'll figure that out. You know who else did? Fucking Petey.
Who?
Petey.
Shout out, Petey.
Shout out, Petey.
Virgil van Dijk is on the pitch for Liverpool.
Okay. The NBA draft is tonight.
Yeah, they were already announcing the picks.
All the picks have already been announced.
Sweet. What are we doing?
Well, they already knew who was going.
But I mean,
top 4.
Come on, like
Suggs is minus 550 right now.
You're just killing.
To go number.
You're just trying to kill everything now.
To go number 4, which the top 4 were known. The draft starts at number 5, and even then, Scotty Barnes is minus 300. And I'll be honest with you.
Tell you what,
there's the only other draft props on FanDuel are to be drafted in the top 10, so that gives you 5 spots to play with some stuff, and like there's some huge favorites in here that are most likely going to go. So
6 a.m. tomorrow morning, Tony, USA women's soccer.
Who do they got?
They're plus 120.
Plus 120.
Yeah.
Who do they have?
Netherlands plus 190.
Ooh, Tony.
Yep.
We actually have a nice little boost for this game. USA to just get through was minus 250, I think, or 220. It got boosted to plus 110.
Really?
I am all over that. Yep. USA girls tomorrow morning. Let's go.
Mitt, I will go to the loony bin with you on that one. Right?
I love it.
So Otani boost tonight too.
See that Shohei to get a hit or walk in his first plate appearance of game, plus 230. Frankie. Wonder how he is against Frankie. Actually, I could tell you, I could look up right now. This is the power of the internet, pal. I don't know if you know this.
I do. I would not know.
I can tell you. Oh no. Maybe I can't. I was going to tell you how he does against Frankie Montas, but for some reason, I am not finding that availability on the website right now.
We got opening.
That's a goddamn shame.
Opening match day lines for League up as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Will you see if we can get
Nige
on next week.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Monaco kicks it off August 6th. Good squad.
I can't find what Shohei's doing against fucking Frankie Montas. But I am going to take that Super Bowl Smith. Thank you.
Yep.
Big shout out to Super Boost yesterday, Walker Buehler.
Yeah.
Strikeout in the first inning.
Might have been the easiest bet of all time.
Cha-ching. Caleb Dressel. We had him at plus 125. Thank you, Caleb. Mitt, your fucking girl almost came through at plus 16.
Fuck, so close, man. Really not, but...
She came in second.
Pretty close. Yeah, she almost got third. The other USA girl, I don't know her name, kind of...
Lily King,
fell off at the end, yeah. Neither of them had a chance, though. Those Australians are fast.
They are fast, but they did not fucking... they came in third in the 4x2. U.S. got a silver in that. So...
Some nice lines here for the league.
You take your time. You look at them a little bit, and then
I don't like that they changed it to tie no bet.
Tie no bet would be the improper language.
Yeah.
How about we get John Sheeran on next week?
Ask him.
We talk him about that.
Let's go back to draw no
bet. Next week we will have John Sheeran and Nigel on.
Lock it in.
Lock it in. All right, let's look at some fucking calls here. Let's end baseball, okay? Bobby, you're the last baseball call. Let's go.
Hey, hammer down,
hey,
boy.
Bobby.
Hey, quick shout out to Caleb Dressel for
the
win last night. Thank you, boys, fucking for that.
Classic Bobby Baklava. Yep.
Hey, shout out Caleb Dressel for that win last night, first off.
Yep.
But for baseball, we got a four-leg first five, rocking with the Dodgers, Brewers, Tigers, and Padres, and sprinkle a little no runs in the first inning for the Brewers, Pirates.
Okay. Thank you, Bobby. That's the game that I was looking at for no run first inning, too. I don't think I'm going to pull the trigger, though.
Nah. Let's go, Giants.
All right. So we've got...
Qatar is the top scorer in this year's Gold Cup with 12 goals heading into the semis.
Yeah, well, guess what? It's for the calf tonight.
I mean, if you guys don't do it.
Bruce, we're good on calls, by the way. So we got 1, 2, 3 Olympics calls, 2 NFL futures. Which subject do you want to go to?
NFL futures.
Okay. Well, we will go to who was on the phone first? Landon, how you doing?
What's up, guys? Good, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, you know, just getting through. School starts soon, but...
What kind of school, dude?
What's up?
What kind of school?
I'm still in high school, man.
God, good for you. What grade?
I'm going to be a senior, so not 18 yet, so I got to use my brother's social security to bet, but...
Whoa.
We won't talk about that.
This is a... The FBI's listening in, dude. Hey, senior year, just have a good time. Don't take it too seriously. But, like, good grades, but don't, you know.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead, what do you got?
I like Matthew Stafford this year a lot. MVP plus 1,600 and Offensive Player of the Year plus 2,500. I feel like in that system with Sean McVay, he's going to be incredible. So I like that. And then I have Taysom Hill to be the starter week one, plus 145.
That's pretty good, actually.
Sean Payton loves him, and he's already taken reps with the number one right away. So love that. And then the Steelers to make the playoff, plus 170. Huge Steelers fan. Sort of a bitch. There's 7 teams making the playoff this year. Easy.
Thank you, Landon.
Easy.
I also like Matt Stafford.
Like that much? I like Matt Stafford. I think he's very good at football. I don't know if I like him that much.
I don't know. We're going to find out this year if it's his fault or fucking Detroit's fault.
That is one thing we will find out.
Part of me thinks it's a little bit of both. More maybe Detroit, though. Well, who else did he say? Steelers make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Mike T's never...
They got a tough schedule, huh?
They do have a tough schedule. But, tell you what, they're not going to be as bad as everyone says they're going to be.
I do not think so, Tony.
And what else did he say? Stafford. Mitt, what else did he say? Stafford, Steelers, and...
I have actually no idea. I do remember. There was a third one in between that.
Maybe put the bong down, dude. Bless you.
I mean, you don't know either. Obviously, it wasn't that good of a bet.
Yeah, well, whoa, I have CTE, dude.
Whoa.
I think he said Stafford for two things.
He did. But then...
There was something else in between that and Steelers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
I missed it, too.
It's a damn shame. Dom from Georgia, what do you got?
Hey, this is Dominic down in Georgia. First thing first, hammer down. Happy to be on the show. I got an NFL futures for you guys. I am huge on every team in the NFC West. You can get every team in the NFC West to make the playoffs for plus 2,500 right now.
Really?
Is that even possible? Yes.
It is possible. I mean, they are going to have to. Oh, Saints. Thank you, chat.
Oh, Taysom Hill.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Dom. Taysom Hill to be a starter.
Oh, yeah, I like
at
that.
Plus, it's not a terrible bet. I mean,
so what's defined is just takes the first snap,
I don't know, because that'll probably happen.
Right.
I do think it should be Jamie.
Yeah.
But it could be Taysom.
It probably will be Taysom.
And then he just said every NFC West team to make the playoffs.
Plus 2,500.
Here, let me get
one
to
of
that.
Them, one of them
to make the
out.
Playoffs.
One of them has to miss out.
Cardinals are minus 220 to not make the playoffs.
Yep.
Who else is in that division? Let's scroll down. Let's fucking scroll down.
Rams, Niners,
Chargers, Rams. Rams minus 178 to make the playoffs. The San Francisco minus 205 to make the playoffs. Those are both favored to make the playoffs. And then Seattle minus 130 to make the playoffs. So there's three of the four are favored to make the playoffs. It's going to be tough to get four. It's never happened. Obviously, it's always been six teams in the past. In that conference. Here's who else is there. Bucks are probably... Here's what you got.
I think the Bucks are the only team that make it out of that division.
There's obviously going to be one team from NFC North, South, East, and West. You got three teams left, and they would all have to be... All the wild card teams would have to be from the West. So that means...
I mean, I guess it's plausible, because who else...
Yeah, you're thinking like the best teams overall, but you have to just think they're playing each other twice a year.
No, I know. Yeah, they're going to.
There we go.
That whole part of
what
it.
Happened?
Two run homer, Cubs bottom of five.
Jesus.
What a fucking joke, dude.
They don't even have anyone playing today.
With two outs.
Of course. Who fucking hit it?
Contreras.
Fucking Willie. That's a bunch of bullshit.
God damn it, dude. Give me a fucking break.
We're on it tomorrow. I'm on it tomorrow. You still have games tonight.
Yeah. It's fucking 0-3 to start the day. Beautiful.
All right, let's just play hypothetical. Bucks win their division. Packers win their division. Niners, Rams, and Seahawks get in. Cowboys get in. So then it's for that last spot.
Minnesota. And it's
Minnesota, New Orleans, Falcons, Cardinals, what, the football team? You know what? If it's plus 2,500, fuck it. They are going to cannibalize each other, though, so it's going to be tough.
What do you think about the Panthers this year?
I'm going to have to see what the fuck Sam Darnold is.
I got a good feeling about them.
Was it the Jets' fault or was it Sam Darnold's fault?
There's only one way to find out. I got a good feeling about them.
I think they were the Panthers.
Yeah, I think they were decent last year, to be honest. They lost some games they shouldn't have.
Yeah, they fought. They played hard.
But also, I don't think Darnold is better than Bridgewater.
I think his ceiling's way higher.
Yeah.
His floor is also down there, too.
Yeah.
Darnold getting back with Robbie Anderson. Their defense is super good. Let's go. They got a good pass rusher. Tony, you bet on him for defensive MVP.
Brian Burns.
Yeah, they got good secondary. Jeremy Chin plays on all three levels. Let's go.
You're right, Mitt.
I'm pumped.
Jeremy Chin does play on all three levels.
Does play on all the levels. Cooper from Pennsylvania. Hey, what do you got?
You there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I got Ross and Kleiman for beach volleyball to win gold. I got that at like plus like 300 or something like that.
Ross and Kleiman.
And then I'm riding with US for Gold Cup, obviously. Yeah. I did 90 minute.
Yeah.
And then I'm also, I got that super boost for the US women's team because I just I think it was a fluke. Like they lost like one game in 44. Let's win another 44.
Thank you, Cooper.
Yep.
Thank you, Coop.
They did draw though, as well.
And
what?
The problem is playing a team that beat the absolute dog shit out of China. So they scored 8 goals. We did only score 0 in our last game. I don't know. I don't know about this women's team right now.
Oh no.
You told me to take the boost, you son of a bitch.
He also was He's cheering for
Cheering for China the entire time. He's cheering
for Qatar tonight, he said too. I mean,
no, I said it would be cool if they won the tournament because they shouldn't be in it, and that would just be a good story. But I do think they're going to win. I think it's a great boost. I'm just saying the girls' team isn't the just end all be all girls' team that we
did. We win our dressage bets. What's up, Jay?
Who are you?
I just said dressage as a joke. I don't know.
It's dressage, just like cressage.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what you're talking
about. Tampa Bay Rays put up 10 in the sixth.
Did you see the football score yesterday?
Yeah. Tigers?
Tigers.
Tigers are playing Tigers some Twins, wild 17-14. Games. Some wild games.
Dusty from Florida, what do you got?
I got some men's skateboarding picks. Zion Wright, third best odds to win gold, plus 500. Also third best odds, top three finish, plus 125. Hammer down.
Thank you, Dustin.
Is that for, like, the X Games?
Maybe, like, maybe because we had Jagger on. Was he doing fucking halfpipe or just skate park?
He was doing, like, the regular freestyle type.
Skate park.
Yeah, but maybe all those guys are, no, all those guys are home.
Well, we'll find out. Nathan from Illinois, how are you?
Good, how we doing, boys?
Good, Hammer good, down. Good. Hammer down.
Forget Mitt. The women's team's gonna no-brainer.
Thank you.
Get the boost.
Thank you. Thank you for being a fucking patriot.
I was actually the first one to say that I threw it. So
you just contradicted yourself.
Yeah, he did.
No, I said I was worried. Dude.
Hey, welcome to our world.
Welcome to gambling.
Shit.
No. We're against you here, Mitt. Nathan, thank you for being on our side. Welcome to see what we have to deal
Nathan,
with every day.
Shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
Thanks for putting me through, Mitt.
I didn't fucking put you through. I would have hung up on you.
Whoa,
Mitt, don't be so angry.
I don't like this guy.
Go ahead, Nathan. What do you got?
53, Michael Andrew, plus 1,600. Do the Rocket.
That's not going to happen. No one knows what you're talking about.
Bob Finke, plus 380, 1,500 free.
Thank you, Nathan. Those are good. That was a good call, man. Mitt. We're going to have to send you to anger management, dude.
Can't talk to people like that.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I mean, if you're just going to come on and just be like, oh, yeah, Mitt's a fucking idiot. I'm throwing the same bet as him, but he's an idiot. You're a fucking idiot.
Mitt, all he said was that you were being a traitor to your country like you were.
That is not what he said, and that's not what's going on at all.
Yeah, you said that China was going to, or the Netherlands were going to mollywop the U.S.
No, I said they mollywopped China. I just want the people to be informed before they throw bets. I'm just naming facts. They mollywopped China. China also stinks at soccer.
Whoa,
dude.
Whoa.
Where do you draw
you
the line?
You are skating on thin ice, my friend.
2-0 Giants. Here we go.
The skateboarding is not done. So.
Just, what event is that?
I don't know, to be honest. It's just happening on the 4th and the 5th, I believe.
Let's cash in another 2 here, 2nd and 3rd. Come on.
Who?
Giants up 2-0. First inning.
Good for you, dude.
I mean, that Reds is a...
Somebody called and said David Price was going to fall apart.
That Reds is a kick in the dick.
It really is. That's gambling, though. I apologize if Mitt offended anybody today.
I didn't apologize.
I have to. For you. Because I'm an adult. Okay?
I baby tone.
Okay, Mitt? We'll talk.
I didn't apologize.
Fucking apologize.
thought you took this kid under your fucking wing, dude. This is on you.
This is not on me, dude.
This kid is your fucking protege.
Jackson's mine.
This No, I called Jackson.
This is yours and Jackson's mine.
Jackson's a good kid.
Yeah, he is. That's because of me. I brought him up.
No, I brought him up.
Look what happened to your son back here.
This guy went off like a fucking volcano, dude.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Wow.
Man.
Fucking with
That's
you,
twice you fucking lost it on
me. Man, who's your favorite guy going in the draft tonight?
I like Cade Cunningham. Jalen Suggs, pretty cool.
Good picks.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. All right, so we went through MLB. Check.
Yes, sir.
Olympics.
Yes, sir.
We're good on.
Gold Cup,
check.
I'm taking a flyer. NFL. I'm taking a flyer on Canada money line tonight.
Have to. Do it for the country.
Mexico has looked very good, though.
Hey, do it for the country.
Yeah, I got to do it.
I can't believe they hit a fucking 2-out home run for us to lose that game.
Yeah.
That's gambling, baby.
It's very concerning.
That is gambling. The rollover. Congrats to the two winners.
Two.
Good bets.
Great bets. Good job, guys.
Good bets.
Good job.
It's back to 250. Hashtag hand Fandle hammered down roller 250.
250.
250. I will say this. God bless. Oh. Tomorrow we'll be on a little bit earlier.
Yes, sir.
If you were watching Pat's show, his show's going to end earlier tomorrow. Our show will be on earlier. Probably sometime in 2 o'clock hour. Good luck. God bless. And hammer.
Dad.